Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
We received a complaint email. We're
going to
read it. Yes. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And by the way, if you ever want to contact us, you can do that through Facebook, or you can email us as well on our website.
Any manner of ways.
So this email came from, we'll just leave her name out. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right.
Good idea.
But she says, it is a woman. She says, I'm all for fun and laughter, but the women's high-pitched cackle on Kenkel Fritz and Friends is unbearable to listen to. And I switch stations when it comes on.
Oh, my goodness.
Misty, we're in so much trouble.
Oh, no.
So, ladies, can you laugh lower? Is that what she's asking? There you go.
Now I sound like Santa.
Santa. I don't know what that sounds like.
Oh, no.
What does it mean to cackle?
Okay, I mean, are you ready for the definition?
Start there. You got it?
I do.
Okay.
A harsh laugh resembling the cry of a hen or goose.
Oh, so it sounds like a goose laughing.
I think of a goose is like, ar, ar. Oh no, does my laugh sound that way?
I don't know, Misty. I've never
noticed.
Do we
sound like a flock of geese?
So I just looked it up. It says the broken noise or cry characteristic of a hen, especially after laying.
An egg. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
This is us? I'm heartbroken.
All right, so
we were just having fun.
Just curious if this lady's alone. Are there others that feel this way too?
Let's invite that. Yes.
Kenkel Fritz, what in the world?
Don't make me laugh. Stop.
Oh yeah, I'm laughing.
I'm sorry.
Stop the cackling.
All right, well, just practiced laughing lower now. I guess that's what we'll. Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. We received a complaint email that this person didn't like Sally and Misty's laughing. Called it a high-pitched cackle. Robert's pain. With us. What do you think?
The ladies' laugh is not a cackle. They are a blessing and they're a joy to listen to.
Oh, thank you.
There you go, Robert. That's very kind of you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys are a blessing, all of you, and I love listening to you.
Oh, well, that's kind of you, Robert.
So appreciate you being part of the family. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So you guys have a blessed day and keep up the great work.
Well, okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. You too.
And as we say goodbye. Kind of on a little bit of a roll here. This is what happened. We read an email to you. Somebody really didn't like, well, we'll just put it this way. We'll just call her, let's give her a name, guys.
Anonymous.
Anonymous called. No. Oh, actually, she emailed us from Pennsylvania saying that she didn't really appreciate Misty and Sally's laugh. She called it a high-pitched cackle and that she changes the station whenever this happens.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
You know, and iron sharpens iron. We're just, just trying to.
I is what I is.
Figure out if there's anything redeeming going on here.
Oh.
You know.
Anything redeeming?
Well, you know, I'm just curious if there's something good. Yes, Misty.
I was just hoping somebody. I heard Kathleen was on the phone.
Oh yes, yes, Kathleen.
Hi. I just don't know what I would do without cackling, if that's what you want to call it, of the gal.
Thank you.
They're the ones that give me hope for the day. That's why I turn my radio on, Kink. Not for you, but for those girls laughing.
Yeah.
So.
Not for me, but for you guys laughing.
Well, you had to be included in this.
Right.
I think Kink does a fair amount of cackling.
It's because of Kink that we cackle. let's just be real.
And maybe you feel unfulfilled. You're chasing after this or that. Nothing really is satisfying.
I saw this weekend. It says, if you chase Jesus as hard as the things you think you want, you'll have everything you need.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow.
Mm. Good word.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, think of all the things that we have as priorities. And what if we made those the priority to chase God at the same level or higher? It should be higher, a bigger priority. Yeah, that's a good point.
automatically go back to when I first got into radio. My goal was to, New York City is the number one radio market.
Right.
And my goal was to get there and make the big bucks. And I'm just going to, I want to be such a big deal. And I never could do it. I never really made a name for myself. I always flew under the radar in the industry. And then when I decided, I realized God was calling me to Christian radio, which I fought him on for a while. And the second I gave in, I had no problem stepping back to a very small market. And right after that job, where I kind of had to relearn how to do things and, really learn what it was to talk about stuff that I hadn't been able to talk about in secular radio. And the next station that I went to, guess where it was? We were in New York City. And my priorities had totally changed at that point. I wasn't concerned with the money. I wasn't concerned with the popularity. I was excited to be able to share the hope of Jesus every day. And when I gave in to that, then God took me where I'd wanted to go all along.
You know what? That reminds me of something. Mm. It says in the Bible that God wants to give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
I think he does when you put him first.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened to you.
Exactly.
Ship the focus to God, and then he takes care of those things that you wanted in the inside originally.
We are all so blessed here living in America. Amen. I mean, things are so good that sometimes it's easy to lose that focus of what is our true purpose, which is to reflect him.
Amen.
So that's what you're talking about, Misty. Yeah. That's
I love
good.
That. That's good. So, man, if you don't feel fulfilled today, chase God first. I am all for fun and laughter, but the women's high-pitched cackle on Kenkel Fritz and Friends is unbearable to listen to. We received that from a listener. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So we're just, we're just curious, ladies, can you laugh lower?
Oh. I just sound like I'm up to something.
I sound like Santa Claus.
I'm up to something.
Misty, you are always up to
something. I really am. I am. No lie.
We want you to know that when we get feedback from you, we take it to heart.
Yeah. We're
trying to see if we
want to fix it.
Exactly. I'm still crying.
Maggie is with us. What do you have to say?
I just would like to encourage this woman and anybody else. If you just listen to what they're laughing at before they laugh, you'll be like me. You won't hear anybody else's laughing, and people will be laughing at you when you're driving down the road, screaming your head off in laughter, because it's always funny.
Aww.
You don't laugh for no reason.
Well, thank you.
That's a good point.
Yes.
You're busy laughing, not listening to the laughing.
Exactly. I have to quiet down to hear what else is going to be funny next. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day, and know that you are loved.
Aw, thank you.
Appreciated, and let's laugh.
That's a good one.
Love your neighbor. This is an opportunity to call in and nominate an unsung hero. Maybe somebody who does for everybody else, but there is a need now that needs to be met for them, and hopefully we'll be able to make that happen. 888-888-9976. What's going on, Katie?
Well, I have a coworker who has her entire life worked with those with disabilities, and she's fostered, I think she's told me, a total of 35 people over her lifetime and brought them into her home. They're still part of her family, even as adults. And her husband, about 18 months ago, lost his left leg, and he's obviously unable to work now. He's finally gotten on some disability, but he needs a new prosthetic, and it's $7,000, and they only have about two. So they have done so much for so many people for, years and years and years. She works real hard. She does what she can, but they just don't have extra because they still have people in their home, that they're supporting who don't have means of their own. So she's somebody who just gives and gives and gives and doesn't ask for anything.
Okay, so maybe somebody who could, go donate some money towards this, or maybe even there could be, maybe a doctor listening that specializes in this stuff that would be willing to fit him for a prosthetic.
Or has some resources for that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. She's in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, okay.
Her name is Crystal.
All right, so maybe there is a doctor in Tucson who could take care of that, maybe? 888-99-76. If you'd like to nominate the unsung hero in your life, please give us a call. We'd love to hear the story.
Family Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news, ain't it good for your soul? Some good news. Oh.
What's your good news? Let us know. 888-99-76. Andrew's with us. Tell us what's going on.
So I just wanted to share some good news. So my father-in-law has been going through colon cancer, and he went through all the traditional treatments, and basically his doctor said, it's not working. We're glad that you know Jesus. Make amends with things here and just get ready to go, right? So we started looking for another treatment, and we found this alternative one that's $75,000. And on the problem is it takes no insurance, so it has to be like upfront cash.
Oh boy.
So we started a GoFundMe, and in less than 24 hours, we had raised like $4,000 of it. We're like, oh, this is great.
Sure.
Going at a great pace. Well, then all of a sudden, my wife comes running upstairs the next night. She's like, you're not going to believe this. Someone paid for the whole thing.
What?
Whoa.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
So just curious.
Yeah.
Was it one person that paid off this whole thing?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and this is just hilarious how God lines things up even before we know we need them. They're farmers, and they had a business dealing that was profiting them over $100,000 every month, and they're like in their 90s. So they're like, we have nothing to do with this money. What do we need to do? Well, that happened in January of this year, and they didn't know about my father-in-law's situation. So little did we know, when he got diagnosed with cancer in January, God was already lining up the benefit and the blessing in January ahead of it.
That's fun.
My goodness.
Love it.
It's just a reminder that, like, no matter what we do, no matter where we go, no matter what kind of fear or stress we may have, God is always already going ahead of us and being our provider. Even when we think, oh my gosh, this is an insurmountable debt. How are we going to pay this?
You already had a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
These people you said are in their 90s, and they're still looking for ways to make a difference in this world. And doesn't that just mean if you wake up today, God's got a plan for your life?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's awesome. That, Sally. He does have a plan for your life. I think my plan is to get to know these 90-year-olds.
I mean, it is Cake and Fritz and Friends.
Yes. Okay, well, now you're talking.
It's Cake, Fritz, and Friends on Family Life Radio.
Got an email from a listener saying they didn't like Sally and Misty's laugh. It was a high-pitched cackle.
You had to say this.
What was...
Thank you for getting specific.
That's what it was described as. So we're, you know, just discussing that and how we could improve, you know, that kind of thing. By the way, I love y'all's laugh. It's awesome.
It's all God gave me. That's I don't know what to say.
Family Life Radio, hello.
This is Donna. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna.
I just wanted to say I love listening to the girls laugh.
Aww.
Don't ever stop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You make my morning, and I just think when you read your email, I just thought it reminded me of my mom always said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. I want you to know, don't ever stop, because it just brings me such joy.
Oh,
honey,
that's so kind of you.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you.
Well,
tell us a little bit about what are you going through? What's the emotion?
I have muscular dystrophy, and I'm in a wheelchair, and I also have a son that's autistic that has special needs, and after 33 years of marriage, my husband left.
Oh, honey.
This is the 5-year anniversary.
I am so sorry.
No, I mean, God has been with me every step of the way, and I am so grateful. But I just want you to know you bring me such joy in the morning. I happened to find your radio station about a year ago by accident. My son gave me an Alexa. And I just kept asking for Christian music. And it just happened to come on one day. And I love your morning show. Just makes my day. Because you're genuine and you're real. And you talk about struggles with Cankle Fritz's family, with your health issues from your wife, the depression issues that you... But just all of it. It just... I just know God cares, and he shows me every day that nobody has a perfect life.
No, that's
true. But we
true.
Know where we're going, and so again, don't ever stop laughing.
Aww, thank you.
That is so kind of you. Appreciate that.
Nope. It's who we want to be, you know, living life together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You laugh and you cry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And wait for eternity with him.
Sometimes I cry laugh. I'm the Cankle Fritz guy. Misty's here.
Yes.
Sally is here.
Good morning.
We have with us author of Daughter Become Who You Already Are. Lainey Renee is with us.
You know, something I think about is, I call it the three S's. Where am I going to find my security, my significance, and my strength? I mean, I think through the years, we've probably all been very subjective to each other and the things that are said. But now it's also very public in the face of maybe especially social media.
I'm somebody who believes social media is a gift, honestly, in so many ways, but I think it has just brought a lot of challenges. Like, I look at girls who are 10 years old and they've got social media, you know, they're definitely facing a level of challenges that I didn't face. I didn't have Instagram until I was 18. And even then, it wasn't in my face all day long. But kids are growing up in a different world. And I think about that with my daughter now. I'm like, the stuff that she's going to see and hear about that I never imagined, you know, my daughter would grow up in, you know. And I just think that in itself, even more, is a reason why we need to know the truth about who we are. You know, we need to know, like, from a young age, even. I go to, maybe I'll keep her from from social media. Maybe she won't have it for a long time. But I also, like, when you know the truth, it's a gift. When you know who you are, I think it's a great way to share about Jesus and his love. And that's what I do, you know, now. It's a great tool.
Something happens, puts you in a bad mood. And then the rest of the day, you're grumpy. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We're talking about what is that thing, and then how does God help you get out of that bad mood? The number one thing that we're finding that puts you in a bad mood in the morning is spilling food or drink on your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to change.
Yep.
And, oh, if you're at work, that's a nightmare. That's not good at all. Patty is with us. Tell us.
Well, it's when you have all your ducks in a row and you're just motivated to have this wonderful day and you go get in your car and you either hear nothing or click.
Oh, yes.
And your car won't start. That is the most irritating thing. But then to get myself back in line, I just take a deep breath and I remind myself that even though this took me by surprise, it did not take my Lord by surprise.
That's true.
Amen.
Yeah, it helped me slow down and just think it through and just say, okay, Lord, what would you have me to do? And we get through it and it's fine, but boy, that sure just comes as a surprise.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what, though, that I saw yesterday? This is kind of timely. It said, those delays that really inconvenience us, you never know what God is actually protecting you from.
Mm.
Delaying you a little bit to clear the trouble out of the way.
Car
accident
ahead.
So when you get there, it's not there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How many of us have driven up upon an accident that
sure.
just happened
mm-hmm.
and
right.
then realized, oh, we turned around because we forgot our phone or,
exactly.
you know. Yeah.
I will have to say, I'm very impressed that prior to that happening, you had your ducks in a row. I don't know where most of my ducks are.
All my kids are out of the house, and I'm not dealing with my husband and his ducks in a row.
Oh, okay.
So there's just me. So.
Hey, good morning. This is Amy. How you guys doing today?
Good, Amy. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Hey, I got something to share with you guys for the Joy Report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
Okay, so my husband and I just recently refinanced our mortgage. And, you know, we went through the process. Our loan closed, you know, nothing unique. We got back, you know, a little bit of money at the end. But then about 3-4 weeks later, I received this check in the mail. And the check was for $500. And it was from the Quicken Loans Company. And it was really bizarre because along with the check, there was this brochure attached, you know, in with the check, and this is what it said. You've waited patiently, and now it's here. Your $500 check from the mortgage referral program. I cannot remember referring anybody. I called.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, listen, I got a check in the mail for $500. Come to find out, the check was issued to me by mistake. And because it was our mistake, we're going to let you keep that $500 check.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a gift from God. And you know something else that recently happened? I just recently made the decision to start tithing again to my church.
Uh-huh.
I had stopped it for almost a year, and God had really laid it on my heart about a week before I got this check in the mail that I needed to start tithing again. And then I did. I set it up with AutoPay from my church, and then I'll be, if this check showed up. Don't know if the two are related, but you just can't help but wonder if they are.
Sure, you're right. Well, that's pretty awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, you guys have a blessed day. Thank you for being on the radio. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, take care. God bless.
Bye-bye. We're talking about how you've gone through something difficult, or and there's a way that now you're helping others in the same situation. We had this story about this young guy who, gosh, really young age, had to have a heart transplant, had heart problems. Now he's a cardiologist. He's helping others in that area.
That's amazing.
I know. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Ann is with us. Tell us your story.
I grew up in a good family, you know. I was really addicted and strung out, and I got pregnant, and God saved my life. And now I am actually working at a behavioral health detox center.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Blesses my heart every day just being able to help somebody, you know, with a little more hope. And I just picture myself like that. That was me, and I could be in a lot worse situation, but I never ever would have thought that I would have been on the other side of it. And every day I love it.
I was going to say, is that rewarding knowing you're helping somebody with what you went through?
Yeah, and I just understand them, like when they walk in, I can see it in their face. You know, they feel hopeless, and is this my life forever? And every day I thank God that I get to be on the other side now and help people.
That's so cool.
That's incredible.
Beautiful story.
You know, I wonder, I think, doesn't it add credence when you're talking to somebody?
Absolutely.
Well, they know that you've been through the same thing. Then it's not just empty words from someone else that doesn't know what they're talking about.
100%, yeah.
That's cool. I love that. Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.